Unit 9. Listening. Part 2. You'll hear a zoology student called Anna Samuels giving a presentation to other students about a trip she made to find out about cheetahs, the fastest moving large cats in Africa. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Last month, I spent some time at a cheetah conservation centre in Namibia in southwest Africa. Anyone can go. You don't need to be an expert, but they emphasise that you have to be flexible. There's such a wide range of tasks you might be involved in. And, of course, you need to be tolerant of high temperatures and able to walk on rough terrain. I'd always dreamt of sleeping under the African stars, but there were so many strange noises, I didn't really enjoy it. We had all our meals outside and made a proper campfire and barbecued food on it. I wasn't particularly good at any of that, but learning to bake bread was fantastic and I took on that role. The fire made it taste so much better than an indoor oven. And of course, the work was so interesting. Cheetahs are a bit like sports cars, designed for speed. They're long and slim rather than muscular like a lion or tiger. And unlike other members of the cat family, their paws are extremely narrow with claws which grip the ground in a similar way to a car tyre. They look quite similar to leopards, but I soon learnt to tell them apart. So, what was I actually doing? Well, I helped to follow the movements of the cheetahs. The data was collected in a special collar which had been perfected after years of research. Scientists wanted a way of attaching something very light and small to the animals, which could be powered by solar batteries, and now they've done it. I was following 3 female and 2 male cheetahs. The equipment was only activated when the animal moved, and it recorded where each cheetah was, which direction it was headed, and how fast it was moving, with the data being sent up to 300 times a second via radio signals. I'd always thought that cheetahs are such good hunters because they run so fast, but in fact, I discovered that what gives them a huge advantage is their ability to turn sideways. This is something they can do in a second or so when they spot some food, and it's that, rather than the way they move forwards, which makes them so agile. We wanted to check on when the cheetahs preferred to hunt, expecting it to be the cooler ends of the day. This indeed was the case, but our research showed that more hunting took place at dawn than at twilight, and that some hunting was even done at night. We also looked at where the cheetahs spend their time. They're mostly seen in open grassland, only occasionally venturing among shrubs and trees. But in fact, what the tracking equipment unexpectedly revealed was that they also headed into thick vegetation sometimes, leaving the open ground. It was so interesting to learn more about these beautiful creatures and how they live. I'm really hoping I can return to the centre again next year.